And for those who wish to rise for the pledge allegiance. Pledge allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, that's true. But I am gonna ask for roll call.
Chairman Wiley?
Here.
Mrs. Baker?
Here.
Rodman?
Here.
Mowbray?
Here.
Murray?
Here.
Thomas?
Here.
Adequate notice of this meeting as required by the Open Public Meetings Act of 1975 has been provided by publication on March 5th, 2023 in the Home News and Courier News. I am following the correct schedule because it says here, at this time, the meeting will be turned over to Chair Pro Tem to conduct a reorganization. So Pro Tem, we will nominate Mr. Northgraff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At this time, we'll take nominations for the Chair and Vice Chair for the 2024 term.
I will make both of them. You want me to do them together or separately?
Do them together.
Move for John Wiley to continue as Chair and Jim Zilla to continue as Vice Chair.
I second.
Okay, roll call.
Commissioners Baker?
Aye.
Rodman?
Yes.
Mowbray?
Yes.
Murray?
Aye.
Thomas?
Yes.
Wiley?
Aye.
That's the time, Mr. Chairman. I turn the meeting back over to you, sir.
You'll have to apply the oath. The Bible's here.
Yep, I have it. I don't wanna wing it on the oath, though. You wanna hold that Bible, Mr. Crime, Senator Crime? Do you, John Wiley, solemnly swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey, that you will bear true faith and allegiance to the same and to the governments established in the United States and in this state under the authority of the people, and that you will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of the Office of Chairman of the Middlesex County Utilities Authority according to the best of your ability?
I will.
Congratulations, Chairman.
All right. I think we have a reverse order here. Public comment, I believe, comes after the, I guess, we have public comment before discussion resolution. I think it comes after discussion resolution, I believe. Okay, so discussion resolution, I will turn it over to the Executive Director. These are items each for the reorg meeting.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Members, Commissioners. Beginning with item one, it's our annual reappointment of legal counsel. It's not to exceed 790, and by the way, the proportion on that is 290 to solid waste and 500 to wastewater. On item two, supplemental legal counsel is with Antonelli Cantor. This is primarily focused on our PSE&G, R&G development. We discussed in the Engineering Committee, not to exceed 100, and we're nowhere near that. Item three is with Malamut and Associates. It's for our workman's compensation support. Item four is for PKF O'Connor, not to exceed 121. This is a 2% raise from our 119-240 actual last year. All of these, by the way, we've reviewed, qualified, and obviously have a confidence level in. Legal counsel excluded.
I was waiting for it.
Sometimes you can't.
It's not very nice of Mr. Antonelli, but we'll let that go.
Item five is our consulting engineer, R3M. To put that in context, last year we were at 2190. This has been addition and subtraction and annexation of many of the tasks. Item six, supplemental legal counsel for Foyle Kenny. This is with an appeal with Rutgers Piscataway over a connection fee dispute. The MCUA has been part of that, and the $25,000 represents the potential supplemental cost. Item seven is with NW Financial, and by the way, the proportion here is 75K to wastewater, 75 solid waste. This is an unchanged, and as you know, NW helps us create financial plans, analyze investments, and provide direction accordingly throughout the year as we expend dollars. Item eight is with North American Insurance, not to exceed 60, the same figure as last year. Our insurance continues to be, our consultants continue to provide invaluable assistance with the new utility, NJUA, that we are a part of, as well as asset variation, JIF claims, and a variety of other preparation matters as well. Item 9 is our consulting engineer at the Solid Waste Division, CME. As you can see, it's a 949 figure. Everything from the closure plan to design services to permit assistance and a variety of applications in between, CME provides for that. Item 10 is our appointment of the authority officers. That would be the ED, myself, CFO, Controller, Treasurer, and Karen Levinson, and Secretary in our QPA, Judy McCabe. Item 11 is our official depositories, which include Amboy Bank, Provident, which is part of Beacon Trust, Lakeland, DCB, and Columbia. Item 12 is designation of our meetings. Just as a reminder, there is no July meeting. And if you're planning ahead in your calendars, our December meeting is December 17th, so it's actually the third Tuesday. Item 13, the Home News Tribune and the Courier News are our official newspapers. Item 14, I am the PACO, the Public Agency Compliance Officer. And item 15, the certifying officer for our PERS system is Laura Sineski. And that concludes my comments. If I'd be happy to answer any questions at all.
I'll entertain public comments on resolutions. Suspect there wasn't going to be any comments, so we'll move for a motion to adopt these resolutions 1 through 15 by consent.
At this time, Mr. Chairman, what I would ask that the authority consider items 1 through 7 and 9 through 15, as I believe there will be an abstention on number 8 by Commissioner Provident.
Okay. Someone want to make a motion?
I will move 1 through 7 and 9 through 15.
Second.
Roll call vote.
Chairman Wiley?
Aye.
Commissioners Baker?
Aye.
Rothman?
Yes.
Carberry?
Yes.
Murray?
Aye.
Thomas?
Yes.
With reference to resolution number 8, been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call vote.
Chairman Wiley?
Aye.
Commissioners Baker?
Aye.
Rothman?
Abstain.
Carberry?
Yes.
Murray?
Aye.
Thomas?
Yes.
Okay, moving on, we are now at the regular portion of the meeting. Approval of the minutes for January 23rd, 2024. Is there any additions or corrections? If not, I would ask someone to move.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
I think that one we can do by voice vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Committee reports?
Mr. Chairman, yep. I'll have to abstain.
Oh, that's right. You weren't at the meeting?
January.
Okay.
I actually have to abstain also.
Okay. That's why I've always done roll calls. Okay. Roll call.
Chairman Wiley?
Aye.
Commissioners Baker?
Abstain.
Rothman?
Abstain.
Convery?
Yes.
Murray?
Aye.
Thomas?
Yes.
All right, Commissioner Murray, we have, I think, one report only, and that's on engineering.
So we had a very lengthy engineering committee meeting. We talked about all of the professional awards, all pursuant to the RFP process, and the other awards for the regular meeting. In addition, we had a discussion on Cogen plant performance, which was underperforming this past month due to some maintenance that was ongoing. And we did have a lengthy report, which I don't know if the chairman is going to talk about the fire, the dryer fire later on, but we did hear about that as well in the engineering committee. And that's really all I have to report.
Okay. Discussions of resolutions. I'll turn it back to our executive director, who has managed to have 15 resolutions, also an outsider, which is very nicely balanced.
Thank you. Item 1 item 1 is for our annual cybersecurity or cyber consultant. To put this in context, it was $399 last year. We changed from to a new consultant at $340 total in use. There were five qualified consultant overall. Item two is for engineering services, as you can see, for air emissions. What this does is it provides, the TNM, what this provides is air permit assistance for our Title V, our general operating permits, our 5 pump station permits, the reporting for all of them, as well as a variety of, you know, mission statements, compliance items, and miscellaneous needs as well. Item three is the contract with Applied Industrial Technologies and Motion. This is a 2-year, $600,000 project. This provides gearboxes, motors, climbers, screen parts, sprockets, chains, bearings, belts, a variety of different items. And I think one of the more important for those is some of the gearboxes we're replacing are at a cost of about 30K each. And we anticipate 8 or more of those potentially being replaced this year. Item four is with our lathe, which we had to rebid, and our lathe came in at 146, which includes the lathe itself, tooling, accessories, obviously the shipping is important to us, as the training that work goes with it as well. Item five is with Hazen and Sawyer for the services in regards to our anaerobic digestion facility. So what happens here with this contract is Greeley is the designer for this, and what happens is that these folks and this contract provides support to actually review the design to make sure it's compliant. Item six is with Nigerian to provide engineering services. It's 147K of the 186 is for the outfall, the study of the outfall of the 07 plume study, I should say. It also includes water permit assistance and project management as well. Item seven is with Aquatics Information, Linko, as you can see. This is for a self, this allows our industrial folks to essentially electronically report in, and it's the second year of this system. Actually, the contract is a little bit less than it was in year one. Item eight is related to our gas bill collection system, TNM. This is, by the way, cost-wise, the same as last year. This is for Title V work with the air and the gas systems. Item nine is our survey with the LIMO group. We had a LIMO as well last year. Everywhere from groundwater surveys to topography surveys to reports to the rest on this cost profile is the same as it was last year. Item 10 is a change order. This is a no-cost 61-day extension change order. Item 11 is with French and Pearl. This is the foundation survey, and this is also foundation survey has been an extension of continued requests from DEP in order for our permit to be extended. And French and Perillo has done the original and staying with it. Item 12 is we have two Volvo dump trucks. This is for the maintenance of the two Volvo pieces. Item 13 allows us on the liens that are listed there, allows us the opportunity to go to 30 years if we chose to. It marries up paperwork. We don't intend to go to 30 years. We tend to remain at the 20 year. Item 14 is with the borough of Sayreville for our host community benefits, remaining at the $1.20 per ton figure. So it's pretty much the next 10 years and a consistent formula. And the same with item 15 with the borough of South River, as they are a little closer, it's $1.50 per ton. That concludes my comments on the resolution.
Public comments on resolutions. I'm going to declare there are none.
You'd like to make a comment on the fire?
Yes. We'll let you do it now. Sure. Okay, sure.
My apologies and thank you, Commissioners and Chairman, for a moment. Last Tuesday, and as you all received emails from us as well, we had a significant event here just a little before 5 a.m. We had a fire and fire damage into thermal fluid heater 1, which feeds dryer 1. Just as a reminder, there are 5 dryers here. Generally, 3 can cover the amount of work that are here. This fire impacted, whether it was pump, we certainly had a significant event. Through the hard work of many of the folks in this room and many of the folks who work for them, we were able to determine relatively quickly, within 24, 48 hours, that our electric put us in a position where we could potentially look at that restart. So we're currently in a position where we're analyzing root cause analysis of the fire. That it combines with some insurance requirements that will also do that. We will have for you costs summarized next month, but as part of this, we had to shut down the dryers from Tuesday and began our startup Friday, some point Friday. So as a result of that, we've shifted and continue to stay on a Class B product. What that means is that Class B product has to be shipped out of state. And there are significant costs associated with that as well. So we think that all in, with an insurance deductible of $250, and we'll see where we end up with insurance requirements, that we will have a seven-figure outcome as a result of this event. We're obviously looking at the things we would all look at: policies, procedures, safety, all the rest. We've had numerous meetings with the team, and we'll continue to do so until we understand all of it and get it all rectified.
And we should have a number of resolutions addressing that at our next meeting.
Yes, our intention is to, and we mentioned it briefly in engineering committee, you'll see vendors. We used to use High Energy. They changed their name to Prime Power. Epic, not Epic, but Synagro, you'll see, and a variety of others as well. And you'll see them listed with the costs associated with each.
How should I say this? I know you we're in the process of doing an analysis of the fire. At this point, can it be contributed to normal wear and tear? Is this something that's out of, this fire was, you know, caused by some other?
Well, we certainly don't believe that it was employee related in any way or any human error. And the tracks of the analysis, which folks are supposed to do, they did. So that piece is settled. I will tell you, there's five pumps. Now, this is, as I smile about it, this is a tough area, tough working conditions, a dusty area. You wouldn't have dinner here, okay, to put it mildly. All right. That said, there are five pumps there. This pump was the most recently installed. It had three years. It was installed and had the least amount of hours on it. There's obviously some these folks with the engineering degrees and the rest are looking at root cause as a result. There are five pumps total to go with the five dryers, and five thermal fluid heaters. So we are looking at all those pieces of data to try to make sure that we understand exactly what happened.
Yeah, and we're bringing in an outside forensic group to look at what they think caused the fire. It was a definitive answer.
And the insurance company as well is doing their own forensic
investigation. All right. Thank you, sir.
Pleasure. Sorry to report it, but I'm going to close with my commercial. We had a significant event on Tuesday at a little before 5 a.m. By Friday, we were in the business of going back to Class A. If you had told me, looking at the trucks that were here bright and early on Tuesday morning, that we would have been in business, I don't think anybody in this room would have said yes. And it was remarkable work, and I do want to again thank the dedication of the folks that we have the privilege of working with here.
And now I'm opening up the meeting for public comments on the resolutions. And again, there appears to be no public comments, so I'll close that portion and entertain a motion to adopt resolutions by consent. Is there any item 1 through 15 that a commissioner would like to have removed from the consent agenda? So therefore, someone would make a motion for 1 through 15?
I'll move.
Second.
Roll call vote.
Chairman Wiley?
Aye.
Commissioners Baker?
Aye.
Rothman?
Yes.
Convery?
Yes.
Murray?
Aye.
Thomas?
Yes.
Next, we have bills for solid waste and wastewater. I would like to entertain a motion to approve said bills.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call vote.
Chairman Wiley?
Aye.
Commissioners Baker?
Aye.
Rothman?
Yes.
Convery?
Yes.
Murray?
Aye.
Thomas?
Yes.
Now there's a portion of our meeting which has public comment on general issues of interest to the MCUA. And to my astonishment, there are none, so we will close the public hearing. And I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.